Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka.
So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this?
We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Doesn't get his flowers, guys.
Give him his flowers, man.
Bro,
man. We don't know the source of the funds, but we are paid to DJ and go. We're gonna wanna ask, do you have tenders at Eskom that are shady, that are weird? Before I press this play button and put my USB sticks, I wanna see the source of this money.
Hey.
A lot of people wouldn't have gigs if that was the case, eh? Hey, Penduka, imagine life without internet, being disconnected from the world, eh?
Jeez, what a nightmare, bro.
That must be the pits. No cheers to your chommies. No messaging your mtase. And your drip will stay on the down low when you've got no Insta to upload. Say hell no to a disconnected life and make sure you're always connected with Access Blazing Fast Internet. Stay connected to your life, your music, your socials, and your entertainment like Mzanzi's coolest podcast. Click on access.co.za and use the promo code MACG50 at checkout. That's MACG50 at checkout for starting from 150 per month on Access MTN LTE service, excluding routers, for 3 consecutive months. Get the best connection now. Get Access. And on that note, Hinda, what happened? Hey, we are back. We made it. You know what, Ghost Lady?
What happened?
I can bet money on you right now, ne?
What?
However much you want to bet, that there's no one in this country that had as much fun as Saul like this past weekend.
Oh! Oh!
Hey, men down. Damn. Hey, I'm injured.
Yo,
what happened?
Have you recovered, Talk?
I haven't recovered, man. Yo. I have not recovered at all.
Yeah.
Ki Botswana.
Hey!
Ah, we're all over Botswana, Mafike.
Fiber! Hey, Stagomalite! Oh, Shengafa! Amalitangara!
Well, please, motherfucker, look.
Hey, please, motherfucker! Yeah!
So much for no alcohol. You are back, eh?
Ah, you know, man.
In and out.
I lack discipline, I won't lie, but I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and that's the beauty of.
Yeah, you had fun, bro. I haven't seen it like that in a minute, eh?
In a minute. I was white boy, shit-faced.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. I can't believe it. Nice.
So much fun.
I got to send a big shout-out to Botswana, man. The love we get from Botswana.
Yo.
It is unbelievable.
Hey, Botswana shows so much love, man.
Bro.
I tested my new song with Dinky.
Yeah.
The reception is amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, they hear it for the first time, right? Yeah. And the reception is amazing.
Nice.
I can't wait to see it grow. God willing.
Yeah.
God willing.
We hope to see you guys on the 30th of July at Sunbed Arena. I'm sure Botswana people will come and show some love.
Oh, definitely, man.
And while we're out in Botswana, we met up with Mo Keys. Mo Keys doesn't get his flowers, guys.
Give him his flowers, man.
Bro.
Man.
Ghost Lady.
Mm.
You know Mo Keys.
Yes.
Mo Keys.
Yes.
Yeah. And he left Piano Hub, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I think he was signed to Piano Hub, Kabza's record label. and did a lot of some of the songs there. Look, I mean, we all know Gav is a phenomenal producer.
Yeah.
But, you know, he has some other guys there as well.
He has some of the songs that Mohakis did, right?
Yeah.
Abalele, that's him.
Whoa.
Asibe Happy.
Whoa.
Koko. Mtagababa.
Those are all songs I know.
Yeah. Song Cry with Kevin Momo.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yo, bro, is there so many? Ebusugu. Imaleningi. Sa Salungane. Connection. Sondela Impilo. Tumamina. Thank you, Jesus, the calling, Ntombi Moto, you and me. And we're actually dropping a single on Friday, the Game of Thrones House of Dragons remake.
Oh, you guys remade the theme music to Game of Thrones?
Yeah, well, he did. I just put my name on it. But,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. But you know what I mean.
Yes,
I think
yes.
We know now. But yeah, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Winter is, and winter Aye. Is coming, literally. Yeah. So,
oh, no,
can't
man.
Wait.
No, man, we need to give him his flowers.
Most importantly, he also produced Mohegan Sun.
Yes! That's the big one.
Which one is that?
Mohegan Sun, the one with Murima Pitch, Murder. The biggest song in the country
yes,
right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moa Keys.
Nice.
That's him.
Yayas Heap.
Yayas. I know that one. It's very nice. Heap. I
heap.
Love
heap.
It. Yayas.
Oh, it's good.
Yam Ranjan.
Unamanga.
Unamanga.
I know it. I swear. I know it. I know. Actually, I'm just bad with Angi Kuminangwa Zubambichun.
But we're also stressing, man, during the weekend because... We had to record on Thursday,
yeah.
The Monday episode, because the studio wasn't available because it's the Easter weekend,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And after we were done with the recording, we're like, hey, man, what if something big drops during the weekend while we're away?
Yeah.
Lo and behold, on Saturday, they fucking catch Tower Basta.
And hey. Dr. Nandi Pa.
Hey, like, my nigga, you couldn't wait one more week.
You're like, fuck Tower Basta. Why didn't you wait? Hey, man, why didn't you wait, man? Like... 2-3 more days.
Yeah.
Get caught on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Get caught in Tanzania on a Saturday.
Because I'm sure the chillers were like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? It's not dated.
Oh.
Oh, we apologize.
Man. Yeah, sorry about that.
Because what we thought about doing is either we put a disclaimer in the beginning to say this show was recorded whenever.
Yeah.
Panicking.
Or we're thinking of canceling the gigs and coming back to record, but then realize the studio's not available, and also you are away, Ghost Lady.
You're
yeah, but no,
there.
You could have just told me, like, hey, come through, I would have jumped.
Where were you?
Oh, well, I was in Nelspruit.
Oh, how was that?
Yes, it was very nice. I went to the the Blight Canyon, Blight River Canyon. Very beautiful. In fact, they've been shooting Survivor Australia there.
Right? Survivor Australia?
Yes.
Why are they shooting Survivor Australia?
Yeah. Well, you know, they travel. Remember how Survivor used to go all
Samoa.
Over the world. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They don't really host them in their backyards.
No, they don't. They do a couple. I think Survivor Outback was in Australia.
Mm. Yes.
And then they move it around.
Like, what was the South African Survivor?
During lockdown, or as in SA?
I'm a reality TV hole. You know, I applied for Survivor, right?
Yeah, you told
but
that.
I told, but I didn't get it.
Before we talk about Tower Besta, can we talk about Bongani Fassie? Let's actually give him a call. What's going on?
Come on, Bongani.
Have you seen some of the pictures? He sent them to me, man.
Oh, no, I saw his attack.
He got attacked.
Blood all over, right?
Yeah.
With a panga.
Yeah, with the panga.
Jesus.
Some wild stuff, man.
Hey, guys. Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Hey.
Those, they disturbing, because you know I don't like blood.
Mm.
Hey.
Hello?
Yo, Bongs, Wagwan, player.
Is this so?
It is so. Bongani, Ukraine.
I'm fine, my brother. How are you doing?
Are you sure you're fine, man? Because, hey.
Yeah, let me get away from the kids. Because I'm chilling with the kids at the park. Hold on. Let me just go in. Hello?
Yo, Boggs.
How are you, my guy? How are you, bro?
Hey, man. We good, man. We worried about you from the
man.
Pictures I saw. What is going on, Boggs?
Hey, life is going on, like Brenda Fassie said, my brother. Hey, brothers, life is going on. And it's up to me and you. So what are we going to do when the situation is like this?
Can you
just pray and heal and be grateful and just thankful with you, you know? by the grace of God, you know, get a second chance. I was in a struggle with this guy. I'll get straight to it. I was in a struggle with this guy. So basically, I was just sitting in the car, getting ready to make a right. Obviously, you know, at a stop sign, you got to look left, look right, and the robots were off. So it was pretty dark. Then what happened is that somebody just came at from the side of the window. It started punching from through the window. So I didn't have that much room to move, you know. So he pulled out a panga, and he was coming for my chest. So as he was coming for my chest, I grabbed him by the collar. And then he sliced my forearm, just right there by the section where my wrist is. By the time I was holding him, the guy that I was in a car with, I don't want to say his name rather because he's not a media type of person. But he's a very good friend of mine. Go like 20 years deep now. As he got out the car, the guy got out of, like, I couldn't grab him anymore. And then, yeah, I started running. So as quick as it happened all in slow motion. Jeez. Anyway, he got back into the car. We started driving. And then all I could hear was just like a... you know, type of sound, only to find out that my arteries were severed and the blood was really gushing out real, real quick, real fast. So I took myself to the hospital. He directed me because we didn't want to waste any time. And then after that, when I arrived at the hospital, they evaluated me. I had to pay for the bed. And, you know, because that's just how it goes with private hospital. And then they just told me, like, listen, since you don't have a medical aid, which is my fault, we're going to have to transfer you. And then an ER van came. I got in the back of the ER, and then the guy was taking footage of me while I was coming out the ER, and they delivered me to good old Helen Joseph.
Bro, so why do you think this happened, man? What is going on?
Yes, so Chelly Kuni, some shagas. I'm sitting here now. You know, when someone has got a hit on you, you're not going to know why. You're not going to know who. You're not going to know when. I mean, I can. It happened so quick. It happened so quick. I can also not say at least a moment of Flava. They may they souls rest in peace. With Flava, he got stabbed so many times in the chest. I mean, with his, you know, significant, by his significant half. He didn't see that coming, I guess.
But my thing is, Bongs, why would someone want you dead? What do you think the reason might be?
Okay. Mac, are you asking me as a celebrity or as your friend, as your brother?
No, as a brother, as a brother.
As a brother?
Mm.
Okay. Brother, you know, Uchi, Ule and Umama is a very successful woman, and she still is today. She's still top artist in South Africa, representing South Africa in the world.
Yeah.
With all the people that were around her and all the people that who worked with her, they are the bad bunch amongst those people. Without having to say any names.
Sure, sure.
Personal vendettas never die.
So are you fearing for your life at the moment? Yeah, no, 100%. Pardon? Are you fearing for your life at the moment?
I have been ever since Lala Shengelong Mamam I've been fearing for my life. For this is not the first attack that has ever happened to me. The last one was when I was at we were having a prayer session, 3-day fast, and a sleepover prayer session over the weekend. When we broke fast, I went to the garage. This is when I was staying in North Riding, there by Northgate Heights on Montrose. I get to the garage, I go into the store. There was a white car parked outside at the gas station. Nandangene garage. And maybe Kunabam up by two inside the garage. So manje mina, me knowing the petrol attendant and the teller. So these guys asked me, where's the double sided sticky tape? So I showed them because I was familiar with the store, the Cecil, next to the KFC, in North Riding. So I gave them double sided sticky tape. I buy my cigarettes, I buy my juice for my kids, I buy my water, and then dough, because we all buy bread late at night. If at the garage, everybody knows if you want the essentials, you know where to get them. So me atenga, as soon as I come out the store, these guys come out, follow me. And then keep his palm. Wait, the one guy says, "Eat man." So I open my door, and then lo muye uti. Check when we inside. And then he closed the door, reached in my car, took my keys, threw them away. And then I was like, hey, that time you were in cool, you stood to me like this bed, this better. You stood to my hey, I was like, please. And then they shoved me in the shop. Then they jumped in the car and they left. So imagine, I think now we like the adrenaline is rushing. So now I have to tell her, I'm like, okay, guys, I think like manje wa at no when it's easy because manje this not cool cool madala basibuza labantu bathi but if care is safe and tina batshelile ukuthi if care is safe asisigcini la nestore the manager has the key to the safe so bebacanga ukuthi tina khuluma ma that's why they've been here for 2 hours need 2 hours with here but yeah 2 hours but yeah 2 hours bebalana labantu ngithi kanjani. Dala expressa il patin il and emergency patin for ADT and who and whoever to come abazang. 2 hours young. So I thought, okay, cool, Bambi footage. Let me go to the police station of the case. Find it and investigate the officers. They contacted me and then they were like, okay, this is what happened. Okay, cool. Shabona wrong side shop. Okay, fine. There's a J88. You need to go fill it out and then get evaluation and then come in and give us your statement. And before I was finished, it took me like a day or two to finish that thing. By the time I spoke to the thing, the detective showed me pictures and said, "Wongs, I've got good news and I've got bad news." Mm. I say, "What's the good news?" "We caught them." Mm. I'm like, they used to were going to garages, every single garage. It was during lockdown time. So there was ample time for them to maneuver. They were moving in a marked car, a marked government vehicle. There was a lady involved and two of them. So the lady was the scout and the two guys were the gunmen. And I said, okay, what's the bad news? The bad news is that we killed them. We shot them.
Oh.
And they showed in the pictures that were all three of them were laying in the car, one side. But telling them a bullet, same time. So, going back to what you were asking me, do you think it was a hit? Any attack on anybody, doesn't matter whether you're famous or not, it's a hit. it will always, you're always going to regard it as a hit. Even if you weren't the plan, even if you were, maybe you abstracted what they were trying to carry out. You understand what I'm saying?
So a you don't think that hit. Was like a crime gone wrong?
All crimes are wrong. Hmm. But me not, you understand? Let me say this. Angifuni ukubakhulumela abanye abantu bayenza izinto zabo. You understand? Angifuni ukusho next. Mina, I'm neutral with that. I'm just neutral. Angifuni ukuzingena. La ngizingena khona mina is when I then become the victim. When I become the casualty. You understand?
Bongs, as far as your mom's latest state, her music and the rights and the catalog, has that been settled, or is there still a tug of war happening regarding your mom's intellectual property?
You know, so thank you for asking that question, because I just wanted to clarify that, you know, when, based on all the report that I get on social media, I, Bongani Fassie, represent Brenda Nokuzola Fassie in all imagery and all likeness. Ne? So anything that has to do with Brenda, for instance, for example, Major Lazer, Major
League
DJs, okay, with Brenda Fassie on the track, okay, was authorized by me. Mm. You understand? Yeah. But then you need to remember that they are governing parties, record labels, who are involved in the admin. You understand?
Yeah.
So if anything that happens with a major or with an independent, okay, that is only purely because Brenda was involved with them when it came to the administrative side of things.
Got you.
You understand?
Got you. Mm-mm-mm. Yo, no, bro, we're gonna need a sit down for this one, man. There's so much to unpack, bro. When you paying us a visit, man, because I don't think a phone call will do. We need a proper
sit-down. All right, cool. So yeah, man, I got some bones to pick, you know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know, like, I've been seeing you've interviewed Lance, you've interviewed Motherland, you know, you've interviewed, you know, like a whole lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I'll deal with them accordingly, you know what I'm saying? Because there's their story, my story, and then in the middle, there's the truth. So I love the fact that Podcast and Chill is offering me the opportunity to come and unpack some stuff. Mm-hmm. I just have to say that, are you ready?
Ah, we're always ready. Dog, I'm so ready. I even came to your house. You said I must come to your house before we do the interview. I came.
I know.
Yeah.
You know me, Mac. And I love what you guys do. It's just that I didn't want to turn it into a, like, you know, like a sweet and sour type of thing.
Of course.
I just want to come in, be prim and proper, and then speak my piece. But
bro,
thank you for the invite. I will see you soon. I will definitely be there. And yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bongs. Thank you so much, man. We'll keep in your prayers, man. It was scary, especially with all the imagery that I saw. Like, I was, yo.
I flatlined in hospital. I lost about almost 10 liters of blood, bro.
10 liters? Jeez, bro.
Jeez.
I need blood. I need somebody to donate blood to me. I'm AB negative, my blood type.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I need blood, you know what I'm saying? And, I just want to let you know, with you and everybody who supports and is for a podcast and Chill, I'm okay. I just want to say I'm okay. I'm here.
Right, nice one. Nice
actually,
one.
I didn't lose my arm. I'm healing.
Hey, stay safe, man. You know what's going on in the country right now, man. It's a jungle, bro. Stay safe, my dog.
Safe out there.
Yeah, I'll definitely stay safe. And, you know, and guys, you know, you also need to be, also please be vaka, just make sure that you just be always aware of your surroundings. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't wanna scare you, but you guys are doing very well.
Mm.
They are hollering your name overseas. They are talking about Podcast and Chill. Please make sure you are protected, or make sure at least you have someone who's going to protect you.
Ah, that's a malim di muru. That's a malim di.
Make sure we've got medical aid.
Let me tell you, you need to make sure your medical aid. Otherwise, you for know, yes, our government does the best for us, but you must understand she can do a little bit much more better than I can.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool,
because
man.
Next time it won't be you. It'll probably be your cousin, your niece, or your auntie, and God forbid, who will need the proper attention. So,
no, yeah. Shout out to you, man. Thank you so much, boss.
Shout out to you guys.
See you soon, man.
Speedy recovery, thanks, man. Matt.
Yeah, man. Jesus,
gruesome stuff.
Gruesome stuff, bro.
What a panga out of nowhere.
Yeah, and that thing is scary, a panga.
Hey, bro, let me keep on striking.
Hey. Hey. How big that thing fucking is. It's not like an oak up, you know, a whole panga.
I told you about the story with the colored guys who wanted to hit me with the panga. No?
Oh, yeah, then your mom came and rammed into them.
Yeah, show me. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yo.
Who kills people with a panga, man? Like,
bro, that's what I wanted to ask him. Like, if it's a hit, shouldn't it be a gun?
Yeah, for guaranteed results, right? It's very like to attack someone with a panga and you leave so much. You know, to chance, they can get overpowered. Yeah. They can get a very nasty surprise when they get there. What if you have a gun?
But you know how people also trust themselves?
No,
I'm just saying, do you know how people also trust themselves? Obviously, you'd get different kind of, I guess it's a criminal in that case, where one is like, I mean, I'm good with guns. Another one is like, I mean, you know, all I just need is a knife, you know?
Yeah.
Or it depends. Some people trust their hands. They feel like I can blow you, give you one on your head and you'll just be out, you know? So.
Anyway, Tabo Pesta, huh? Dr. Nandepa.
Yeah.
Where are we, guys?
It's Tanzania, bro. That's where we at.
Batisababona.
Tanzania.
So here we are. This is where we are at, right? So this is what Sanele sent me, right? Because I haven't been keeping up to speed because we've been on the road, right?
Yeah.
So whatever I leave out, you guys, please, more than welcome to add. Because there's so much, like, there's something every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Fucking,
by the time we drop this.
I'm a suspect. Everybody's a suspect.
Everyone is a suspect. Nani.
The father, the brother of Nandi knew and tried to extort 100K. Jeez. The father's arrested now with the guy who was the warden or the warder. And now.
And you know what? The father's charged for murder.
Hey?
The father is also charged for murder.
Who died? Who got killed? And
no,
also my problem.
He helped with the body. Like, he's the mastermind.
Okay, let me read this. Let me do this.
Context, yeah?
Because by the time we're in this, he might have escaped from prison.
You know?
Bro, we haven't even seen pictures of Dr. Nandipa.
All right, so Tabo Pesta and Amadim, it looks like Dr. Nandipa has become the main character in the whole Tabo Pesta action thriller. Latest news coming from Tanzania is that the couple got arrested and were beaten for resisting. Dr. Nandipa is accused of stealing 3 corpses from a Free State mortuary, pretending that those corpses were her father, spouse and husband. Her father and many others have also been arrested. She's also been accused of stealing another doctor's identity document and passport, which she used when she was traveling to Tanzania. That's where I'm at right now. That's the update I've gotten so far.
The father appeared in court today. The father and the guy who was responsible.
Because we're shooting this on Tuesday. This happened on Tuesday now. Yeah.
Yes. And there's a murder charge. I mean, there's fraud, there's all sorts of charges, but there's a murder charge now. And my worry is, you can't just, I hope they're not going to just, they're not trumping up charges because they're going to botch the whole case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who got killed? Where? How? Because the understanding is there were bodies that were collected, but now there's a murder charge, but we're going to wait because it was postponed in court today. So it's not like we heard anything. And then the brother comes out exposing himself that he knew about Tabo Pesta, that his sister is aiding and abetting a fugitive, and he tried to get money out of her. Apparently he was drunk trying to get money. And now he's exposed himself. He must get taken and then questioned as well. Because it's like, yo, why didn't you do the right thing, man? If you know that, I know blood is thicker than water, but guess what? You have kids, and this person is a murderer, a rapist.
If they have to question Dr. Nandipa's clients, I'm fucked.
Why?
Why?
I did the drip at a thing.
You did that trip. You wouldn't have known. And here's the thing. A lot of people are getting fingered now.
Yeah.
And accused of things. Ready?
Even a lot of celebrities are deleting pictures.
Oh, yeah, they've all deleted.
Yeah, they've all deleted. Because
I wouldn't, because why?
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, when we had her here, we
had no idea.
No ways we would have known, right? Yeah. That, ha, this one, bro, you don't know. There's no way. So,
you should have asked who you're smashing. You see?
Ha. Come on, we're trying to do like a woman's show, you know?
Yeah, they were going to come for us. Oh, yeah, they were going to come for us.
You think she was going to say, a rapist and a murderer, you know? He's parked outside. You want to meet him? Have you heard anything about the Facebook rapist?
Wow.
Come on. So, nah, man, people must cut other people some slack. There's no way anyone could have known.
So that's the father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the lady who said her identity was stolen and her passport, because rumors are coming out that they might know each other.
Patience Merrick. Yeah, yes. There was a picture apparently
mm-hmm.
of the two doctors together.
Mm.
And now she is, Mzilikazi wa Afrika had a thread about it, claiming that she lost
By the way, is he
passport.
Still coming to the show to give us an in-depth review on this thing?
Yeah, he will come. He will come through.
No. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
He'll come through. He is suggesting that, this doctor didn't lose her identity, was not really stolen, but she could have possibly have helped Dr. Nandipa by giving her passport.
Mm.
It's patients, right? She's also a doctor.
Mm. Is it Dr. Pashi?
Yeah, Pashi, which Pashi, is derived from patients. Mereki something.
So they use that to cross the borders to go to Tanzania.
Yeah, I think they were on their way to
Kenya.
Apparently.
But here's my thing, bro. Like, if you check, there's no video out there of police arresting this guy or, like, you know, they said they were beaten. There's no evidence of that. All you see is that just that one picture.
There's two pictures. The one is pointing at the guy.
Yeah. Which is very strange because in a world today, everybody's got phones, bro.
And it's a high-profile case.
It's very
strange, man. Konok Shamanzi, I swear to God. Konok Shamanzi. How come you haven't seen a picture of Dr. Nandipa?
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised if we hear stories, you know? Because also remember now, because there are possibly big people who are going to get implicated.
Yeah.
So would it benefit someone if they never make it back into the country?
Definitely.
Who does it benefit?
I mean, hey, Sean Watson died in a car accident, the Busasa guy. Did his death benefit other people who could have possibly been implicated in that case?
And even I read a story that the minister could have lied about arresting the Guptas in the UAE.
Oh, yeah, we tried to extradite them, and it was rejected. The UAE rejected the extradition claim.
Yeah.
So, and I think that they weren't frank with the...
Yeah, let me read it for you. It says, masses vented out on social media after it emerged that the Justice Minister, Ronald, lied when he said the Gupta brothers were arrested in the UAE and he was working on extradition process to bring them back to SA. It has now emerged that that is not true at all, and the two brothers were not arrested. And the extradition request was denied. Yeah.
Jeez.
So this could be another one of these.
Who do you trust then? Exactly. Mm. When our leaders are lying to us, who do you trust? And right now, anything can happen. There's been so many plot twists in this entire thing. Anything. Me, I'm expecting anything. I'm not expecting them back in the country. I'm going to be honest with you.
Why haven't they showed us a picture of Dr. Nandipa?
No idea. No video, nothing.
Zero.
Just that they were found.
Do you think?
But that is Thabo Bester in the picture, though. Definitely. That's definitely him. Because
Thabo Bester,
man, sometimes he's Indian, sometimes he's colored, sometimes he's black. There was another video now, someone posted him shiring a lady by the name of Happy Simulani, apparently. In fact, someone wanted Happy to come through to the show. She's a businessman from Foslo.
Yeah.
Business lady from Foslo.
Yeah.
And then he's back to his Woolworth's hair, you know, it's like he's got Woolworth's hair, he's got church hair, he's got all sorts of hair. Yeah. So it's just so weird, man. Like,
do you think the guy's
no
a genius?
Facts.
Do you think the guy's a genius?
Nah, he's not a genius.
Bro, to pull this kind of shit off, bro.
Bruh, let's not make the mistake of heralding the guy as a hero or whatever. He raped and killed someone's daughter, man.
He's
not a genius. Oh. Daring, yes, definitely daring escape. But not a genius. Let's not give him some cult hero status because he's not that. He's far from that.
Do you think somehow Dr. Nandipa is a victim in all this. Maybe she has something, Tawa has something against her, and she's doing this not out of her own free will.
Hey, Bana, it's possible. Because we don't know the facts. She hasn't said a word. We don't know.
Yeah.
But how, Sway? Because remember, you've got a job or a business, you leave your house, you leave him there, you go out together shopping, you video call him.
Because if you check, remember there's a newspaper that did a timeline of Tawa Besta and what happened, right? Mm-hmm. So they did the same with Dr. Nandipa. And apparently how they met is she was trying to be a model. So one of the agencies that she went to an audition was owned by Tawa Besta. And then that's how like they started meeting up, right? And then Jiggy Jiggy, a few months later, she starts visiting him in prison while she's still married. So don't you think during that timeline, maybe something might have happened?
What could be so big that he has on her that if it could come out, it would destroy
maybe he funded a lifestyle, he owns her to some degree. I don't know, bro.
But you do all of this?
Eh?
I think, you know, Vele, at first someone may think like that, but I think after so many things that she has been implicated, like just linked to, it's hard to say, oh, you're just a victim, you are just being, she already
well, okay, what if he case. Says, this? I'm just throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. We're just speculating here, right?
Okay.
What if he said, I'm going to kill your kids? If you leave me.
But the kids.
That's like I'm saying. She'll have to say what then happened. Therefore, then. But I think with everything, the bodies, the this, or at least inform people for the family to even be involved, her family. Like, it gets too shady for me. Like,
look,
the girl knew what she's doing. Like,
me, I'm still leaving that window, you know, that door. That it's possible maybe she is a victim, but the story's going to have to be fucking good. Mm. Because even now when he got caught, when he was at Woolies, when he got exposed that he didn't die, I mean, she could have easily...
This was her opportunity. Mm.
She could have snitched.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, let's be honest, man. She could have just, you know, been a government witness then and just told everybody everything. But now she's in a totally different country with the guy. It doesn't help her cause or her story if she's the victim, because now she was on the run with the guy. So how is she a victim? But like I said, it's possible still. She hasn't said a word. I want to know what the story is, man.
Like even that video. Remember that video that was circulating when she was being questioned by that private investigator about the car that was found at the border? Already, she didn't look like someone who
you
know, who's threatened. Yes. She just seemed very much on top. She knows exactly what's going on.
Yes.
And, you know, she wasn't like flinching or looked like, oh my God, poor woman, shame, poor girl. Like, people must help her. Mm-mm. So madness. That's why.
Apparently it's made worldwide news.
Of course, bro. Yeah. It's a story out of Netflix. Like, of course,
G2
man.
From the UK is always texting me every 5 minutes. What's going on there in SA, man?
The movie, mama. It's a movie. In the movies, yeah.
They don't have drama there in the UK. He's so bored, man.
The camera crew must just follow this Nandipa. And like, it mustn't even be, you don't need no actors. Remember how I think like last week it was a trend on who should play Nandipa, who should play Tabo Besta. Now I think a camera crew should follow them and just release the footage as it is. Like,
Fact checker, did I miss anything? Like, is there anything that I missed?
The only thing that was not mentioned from what you guys said was the charges. It's actually 4 counts.
Mm.
It's 1, murder, fraud, defrauding the ends of justice, defeating the ends of justice, and assisting an inmate to escape.
This is the father.
So the father and the ex-official have been charged with those charges.
Yeah. But you know what? For me, what's suspicious with this case, I feel like they're trying to make it look like as if the father did this like alone. I'm fearing that it could go that route, like as in, and then we never hear of the other names that have been exposed, you know, or mentioned, like, because remember, from
someone's
got to
take the fall.
Yeah, someone has to take.
It's always the small guy who takes the fall. I mean,
so. I feel from how it looks like, I'm getting this feeling of like they want to just make it like as if the father was behind.
Do you think you should get the death penalty?
Who?
We don't have the death penalty. That's the thing. Our constitution says it's unconstitutional to kill
people. If we had.
Even if you have killed. Eh?
If we had. Because, I mean, if he goes back to prison, he's going to have a sequel, my man.
Ay, come on.
They're already digging the tunnel right now.
Nah. Nah, man. I think if he goes back to prison, I think his life is in danger for the sake of whoever is going to want to protect themselves up there. Because it doesn't really end with him. I just get a very strong feeling that, you know, there's some serious people behind this thing, or someone with the means also. And also, like, the money, man. When he's swiping or does he use cash, isn't there a money trail? There's always a money trail. Why aren't we being told about that? You know, what bank is he using? Dr. Nandipa, because she has heard things, a lot of them were legal. You know what I mean? If you follow the money from in her accounts, why aren't we being told about these things? Unless there's obviously still investigations and it's still a bit sensitive.
Yeah.
But follow the money trail.
Follow the money, man. Follow the money.
According to an article from The Ground Up, Thabo Bester was using a different identity in South Africa. And not majority of the things that the police have seized were under Nandipa's name. So you can find that he opened up the accounts with the different identity, because he had a different ID number from Home Affairs too.
Wow.
And is it true that they were renovating a house that they're renting in?
I know they did a whole kitchen, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
man, I don't get it, man. Who renovates
a house they're renting?
Then they ripped the kitchen apart.
Yeah.
Because that house was next to her practice, right? Like literally just around the corner from her practice.
And they still haven't found the maid, the helper.
Man, that story, man, I think that's just Twitter lies. There's no official story. Is there an official story about a helper who's gone missing? It's just rumors of...
It's a rumor.
Yes.
Yes, those are allegations. There hasn't been anything said about a dead body found.
Yeah, but has anyone seen the maid? Like,
You can find that she's not a South African citizen, so she might be somewhere.
Nobody
has mentioned any missing persons who's a maid thus far. So it's allegations.
And also, if it's a non-South African and maybe they don't have the right papers, how do you begin to say someone's they don't want to missing? When you being in a country legally is a crime already, so... Mm. It's hectic.
It's wild, man. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Ukraine is now sending transgender women to fight in the war against Russia. Did you see that?
Transgender women to fight Russians.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey. Drop this. Hi. Yeah. Oh, yo, that's the story, isn't it? They're fighting Russian soldiers. That's the story. I'm not making it up. That's the story. They're Russians, are they not?
Yes, you're right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ukraine has taken a decision to force transgender men to join the war and fight against Russia. What do you think about that, bro?
I think that's wild, man.
Wild, right?
I mean, I think number one, forcing anyone to fight in the war is crazy. But at the same time, when your country needs you, and, you know.
But isn't this what they fought for? Equality?
Yeah. Well, wait, is that men? Now, that's transgender men.
So when...
Oh, yeah.
Well,
there's still women in the... transgender or not, there's still women in the military, and... If they are conscripted, then...
Just to correct you, a transgender woman is a person who was a man and then changed.
Oh, into a woman.
Into a woman,
yes. And a transgender man was a female who changed into a man.
I think that doesn't matter. I think if you're a soldier and, you know, you are needed.
But they're not soldiers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, were they ever trained as soldiers, or is it just that they needed?
Wait, are they now recruiting civilians? It's conscription.
Yes.
It's called conscription. Are they now recruiting civilians to fight?
Yes, they are.
Now okay, not trained.
Yes, they're now
military personnel,
because they are in short of military personnel, so they're now recruiting any gender, including the LGBTQI+.
Oh.
Man, I even forgot about this war. When is it ending, bro?
I don't know, bro. I doubt it's ever going to end. I mean, unless Russia takes over Ukraine or if it's a piece of land they want from there. But I don't know. I don't know when it's going to end. I have no idea, bro.
Let's call Vladimir.
Yeah, let's call him, man. Oh, this is definitely...
He's not solid. Answering plus 27 calls, that one. You know, there's that whole thing. Is he going to come, you know, because there's ICC wants him. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Listen to this, man. Gearbox, pig testicles, and beer. I've been making waves in Zimbabwe. Apparently, it hunts you as a man. It gives you that va-va-voom. It's been reported that pig's testicles with beer are a hot commodity in Zimbabwe. The combination is reported to help men become beasts in bed. That's according to reports.
Where's that story from?
That's Sunday.
What reports
that's
from Sunday now? Pig testicles.
It's probably true, man. You know he loves these Zimbabwean stories. Remember the other time he sent us another one? What were they using?
Was it the one?
The toes and stuff.
Oh, was it the one where people were trading toes for money?
Yes.
I don't even think that was
okay,
true.
Okay, so what is this now? It's what, intestines?
Pig testicles.
Pig balls.
With beer.
So now what? Are they grinding the pig balls? Are they juicing them? How are they drinking? Is it the blood from the pig testicles? Mm. How are they doing this thing?
Let's call Sanele, man.
Let's call him, man. He can't make us talk about pig testicles, you know? Jeez.
Hey.
Sanele.
I tested this. Was he there?
And it's called Gearbox.
Pig testicles are called Gearbox.
Hey.
There we go. Our infamous producer.
Suddenly I must start putting sauces, man. Not in the pig testicle, not sort of sauce, but... Fucking hell. What is wrong with Suddenly?
He's busy with the gearbox.
He just had gearbox now. He just downed a pint.
Hopefully you'll call me back, but yeah, man. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
It was a top best, I think, mostly, man. You know,
yeah.
On the road,
that's why we recorded, yeah,
yes,
man. We had to give an update on that. Ghost Lady, anything you want to talk about?
Let me check what
So, actually, guys, you remember when we spoke about Andre Deratus, when he revealed those things that, this thing about Eskom being this whole sabotage going on from the cartels that benefit from this basically having no electricity. Mm. So, I found a list of these cartels.
Cartels?
Yeah, boy.
Jeez. From Sanele, who?
I know.
From the list of cartels.
Mm. No, I was just trying to do some research because I was like, hi, who are these cartels?
Yeah.
So they are, okay, these are the names, Ned. There's the Presidential Cartel. Mm. There's the Mesh Kings Cartel. There's the Legendaries Cartel, Chief Cartel, and Money Talks Team. These teams consist of police, brigadiers, ministers, politicians, and very influential people.
Jeez.
Where do you get this?
And these are the guys that are chowing...
So this is alleged, but I'm just... This is it's a tweet that I found that was naming these... the cartels that are responsible for this sabotaging of Eskom.
So they're the ones eating from this load shedding?
Yeah, because they get illegal tenders.
Jeez, man, yeah. That is wild, man. And I'm sure most of them, they live in states where there is no load shedding. So they didn't even really feel the impact.
Well, I know of one cartel that's based in Mpumalanga itself, but I think all of them, because, they did say they were in Mpumalanga, but yeah.
Jeez.
In fact, allegedly, some club that you guys were hired at.
Man, who are playing?
We're
just DJs.
I'm service provider. We play our set.
Yeah, we go.
We're not involved in electricity and the steam of electricity. What's wrong now? DJs, man.
And our money's clean, man. What you talking about?
Let's see. Follow the man.
Our money is accounted for.
Submit.
We don't know the source of the funds, but we are paid to DJ and go. We're going to want to ask, do you have tenders at Eskom that are shady, that are weird? Before I press this play button and put my USB sticks, I want to see the source of this money.
Hey.
A lot of people wouldn't have gigs if that was the case, eh?
Ah, But we know they clean money with clubs, eh? Like, 100%. Let's be honest. I think we all know.
Fair check
ahead. It's a cash business.
To answer Saul's question about where Ghosty got the information, on the 27th of February 2023, the Daily Maverick and EWN actually covered the four cartels that are operating in the Eskom situation.
And there's no repercussions. So the information is out there, but...
Bruh, there's never any repercussions.
There's a report that was released, but there's an investigation that's still pending. So for now, it's alleged. But there have been people covering the story of the cartels.
Wow, man. Bro. And did you see we didn't experience any load shedding like the whole long weekend?
Yeah, it's, yeah. You see? They choose whenever they were, like, I mean, EFF strikes, no load shedding. It's like in, it's like it's controlled, man.
No, no, I'm saying like in Bots, there wasn't load shedding.
Oh, you meant?
Yes, Freiburg, yes. There was no load shedding. I didn't experience
there any. There wasn't any. In Bots, obviously, you know.
But I know in Joburg, there was a lot because I get notifications. You know,
but still, we went like last week, like 3-4 days without any load shedding. And yeah. It makes you really ask yourself, is load shedding a situation
yes,
that you can't...
Yes, okay. Sanir. Sorry to cut you off.
Cool.
Son! Son! Wait, hold on. Oh, okay, cool. There we go.
Let me. Son!
Hey, son, how are you, son?
I'm good, son. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. Listen, you're live on the podcast. We just wanted to ask you, what's going on with this gearbox thing, pig testicles and beer making thing in Zimbabwe?
I read this thing, man. I read an article that the brothers, the testicles thing, the pig, what do we call it? The pig's balls are a hot commodity in the streets in Zimbabwe, man. So what happens is that people buy that. I think they prepare it, eat it, and then drink beer, and then they are a hit at home to their wife.
So, I'm not saying the bapega, or do they drink them raw?
I think it's one of those things like they do the Chinese. I think it's a normal thing that they prepare and cook it and eat it. I think after that, they then have go and have a drink. And then that combination, it makes them, I think, strong in bed.
Wow, that's wild, man. That's wild. All right, thanks, Sanele.
All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Sweet.
Awesome, Sanele Friday.
Hey, Sanele.
Oh, my woman's calling. Baby.
Hey, babe.
Baby, we're still recording. I'll let you know when I'm done, eh?
Okay, sorry, I thought you were done.
Are you ready for Dubai, baby?
I am.
We are going to Dubai.
Yeah, we're going to Dubai. Yeah.
Dubai. I can't wait for you to pretend like you're a baby.
Habibi.
Yeah.
They're role playing.
Yeah, they're role playing.
Hey.
Is the woman coming?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Ah,
woman
nice.
Is coming.
Nice, 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 nice. Nice.
Is Umnaga coming? Obviously, yeah,
Umnaga's
like
coming. Yes.
Wow, wow,
yes.
Wow.
What's the line about? Who are guys leaving the kids with?
Oh, a helper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We also have a helper. And
two.
Yeah.
Is that fight sorted, Nane?
Yeah, no, I decided to.
Oh, I did ask you on Monday.
Yeah.
Before we go, man, I don't know if you guys saw this, but apparently, remember Gerard Pique cheated on Shakira?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
So now the chick that he cheated on Shakira with cheated on him with Pep Guardiola. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Man, that's wild.
Isn't Pep married, though?
Pep?
Pep Guardiola.
Is it how Pella umdala lo ababa?
Umdala, he must be married, man.
But girls love him, man. Love him. Yeah, I mean, he dresses well, suits and stuff. You know, keeps in shape.
Yeah.
You love him. Yeah. So I can see it. I can get it.
So he's a rock star, Pep, for real.
Ah, Pep is a rock star.
Yes, but Jake.
Yes, he has been married from 2014. Sorry. 2014, that's when he got married to Christina Serra.
Hey, rockstar. Hey, Plumnand will pep.
Pick your fumbled Shakira, dog.
Yeah. Dude, how do you do that?
Fucking hell.
You know, I once heard, like, when I was growing up, that for every hot chick there is out there, there's a guy who's tired of fucking her. Because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Shakira, dog. Why would you want to leave Shakira?
Maybe her breath smells or something. That's another thing. No, but on the real though, I want to know. Oh no, man, on the real. Because we see the best parts and sides of them, especially as a celebrity / singer. Maybe she's got a stinking attitude also. Mm. You know, some and people are flawed. Maybe you're linking us up. You know what I mean? Mm. So generally, it's not even like for every hot woman, there's someone tired of fucking her. There's somebody who's tired of taking their shit. Mm. You know, so maybe as well. So
and sometimes it's just
people aren't as perfect.
The guy, unalama issues, it had nothing to do with her even. It's just his own personal issues, you know?
Also, yeah, I mean, he's not perfect.
And there was with Beyonce, and people were like, but how can Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce? You know? Yeah. Doesn't necessarily mean Beyonce, whatever issues. It could just mean Jay-Z has a cheating problem.
Well, Jay-Z's father walked out on him. He had self-confident issues growing up. And
for real?
So, yeah, Jay-Z's... He started going to therapy recently. Not recently, as in, but in the past 10 years or so. In his older days, we started therapy because he had a lot of working to do. And I think it was one of the agreements they had with Beyonce after the whole cheating thing and stuff, Lemonade and whatnot. And he started going to therapy because he almost lost Beyonce, bro. So, yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's internal issues we have.
Yeah, man. It's time for some announcements. Don't forget, like we said, 22nd of April, we're out in Dubai at the Paramount Hotel. We're doing a live podcast with Taz the Medium. Yes. Black Diamond is also going to be there. It starts at 10 until 3 p.m. All sponsored by Math & Co. Shout out to Math & Co, man. They bring out the whole podcast crew, the whole team, man.
Wow, man.
Wow, man. Do you guys have your passports, ne? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, are you ready? I can't wait till we come back from Dubai. You know his stories.
Wow. Rockstar stories. We know. Just when summer move.
Let's just hope we don't have a deportation story. Anything but.
I heard a wild story, man, from this weekend after the Freiburg gig. Ne?
Yes.
Tuso was looking for roadkill. Ne? Mm. So there's a spot like around the club, like it's like a circle. So you know when people chill outside by the cars and, cooler boxes, drinking, chilling outside? Apparently, he was driving there for like 2 hours looking for roadkill.
Sure.
Tuso.
Everybody around there ended up knowing his name. It's like, Tuso, it's you again.
No, you know what he did? He got there, switched on his hotspot. So Tuso's phone, he stole the phone. His phone name is Tuso Spitbry.
Oh.
He's here. Tuso Spitbry is here. So when you get on the Wi-Fi, you see a hotspot. Tuso Spitbry is here. So it just goes all over the place, just putting on his Wi-Fi hotspot. Tuso hotspot is here.
No.
Spitbry is here, and he was playing the music from there. So he drove around looking for roadkill.
Yeah, my man. Jason tells me he had passed out in the car, right? And then after like 2 hours or an hour and a half, you woke up and you were still in the same spot. And we literally left like 2 minutes away from the club.
This is one I am quite queen.
Life on the road is crazy, man. Big shout out to all our sponsors, man. Thank you so much to OnQ for the gear. Make sure you check them out on all social media platforms. Look for OnQ Interface or visit their website at www.onq.co.za. Big shout out to Dash. Yeah, that's the shirt.
The shirt.
Our tonic sponsor, and big shout out to you guys, our members and Patreons and chillers out there for making this what it is. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
The fucking Dalai Lama.
What did
you see? Huh? This guy, and it's like 87 now? Oof. Is that an event, right? Obviously, he's on the stage, it's cameras, you know, the whole works. Now there's a kid, and you know, it's adorable at first. He's going to embrace the kid. And then he kisses the kid mouth to mouth, right? Now already you're going, what the hell is going on? And then he sticks his tongue out and says, suck my tongue. Bro, it's disgusting.
Way.
And then he dropped an apology on the Dalai Lama. His team obviously likes teasing people. Bro, I wouldn't even recommend you watch it. It's just... I think what's going on with religious leaders, man.
Yeah, it's this pedophile behavior that just,
and I want documented, you
know. To be celibate as a leader, church leader.
So no one's asking this season.
Thank you. I really think that thing needs to be looked at and possibly done away with, because so many things in the modern world are changing.
Guys, this is real.
How many Catholic
this is real.
Yes, it's real. It's real.
Suck my tongue.
Yeah, suck my tongue.
Bro, suck my anything to a child or to anyone is like, suck my tongue. Like, what do you mean, bro? You must suck your tongue. The kid was traumatized.
EFF calls for Dalai Lama to be arrested.
Yeah, he should be arrested. Bro, you know, I'm telling you now, man, they need to relook at this celibacy thing with religious leaders. Because a lot of them don't get action because they're not allowed to be married or whatever. And half the time they spend time with other men and boys in the church and whatever. They need to really look at that. It's far too long we hear stories, you know, Catholic priests, Anglican priests. How's that case? Fact check, maybe you can check. Remember there's a case of this Nigerian one here in South Africa who also molested some girls from the church.
Omotoso.
Yeah, Omotoso. Yeah. I don't know why we keep it looking at religious men as, you know, sources of inspiration or moral compasses, because they've proven to be letting the society down time and time again, man.
Too much.
It's disgusting, that thing. And the fact that he's still going to get invited. Look, if no one arrests him, can at least no one book him to come out and speak at any other country?
Yeah, he should literally be banned.
Can he be sanctioned and banned? Yeah, if no one's going to arrest him. After all, he's 87. What are you going to do to an 87-year-old? Put him in prison? But can at least the world take a stand and just sanction and ban him?
He must never be allowed next to children. Never.
Never be allowed to address, like, those who, if the Buddhism church wants to keep him at the helm, it's fine. But can the rest of the world blacklist this guy? Because it's valid reasons, man. Because if he's comfortable enough to do that on a public platform, imagine what he's comfortable to do when he's alone with kids or anyone else who doesn't have the power to speak up against it.
And for the fact that he was free to do this, that wasn't the first time.
Suck it my tongue. At what point is that funny?
Sick.
Do you think Lekganyane gets action?
Well, isn't he married?
Nah, man. What do you mean?
That's your pastor, Wena.
I think he's...
He's
proven to have a good head on his shoulders, though. Nah. You know what I mean? He built schools.
Wena, you'll be banned from Moria.
Look, a lot of people still do.
Oh, go boy, say my kiki, now we're young. No, I speak like that.
Nah, he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders, man.
Yeah,
but why him?
What?
Like,
no, you're talking about religious leaders.
Yeah.
And them not getting action. So that's what I'm saying. Do you think he gets action?
Oh, nah, he's got kids. He's married with kids. Mm. You see, I like how they do their thing, you see. And that's a well-oiled machinery, that church. It looks like it's doing its things fine. Mm. You know, so all these archaic and old the rules that a church leader... You're a church leader, bro. What does your sex have to do with anything if you're married or... You know what I mean? Mm. So I think church leaders should be allowed to get married. I mean, surely we bend the rules. I mean... there's certain churches that don't believe in contraception, but people are using contraception because in this modern day and age, you can't just make kids number one. Kids. You can't afford. Yeah. You know what I mean? So why can't we bend those rules?
Yeah.
Omotoso was sentenced for approximately 6 years. Three years for rape and 3 years for human trafficking.
He didn't run. He's gone.
He's in prison as we speak.
Okay.
For 6 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's Bushiri? Have they found Bushiri?
No.
That's a long man.
Bushiri is traveling all over the world. At some point, he was even in China, right?
Yeah.
The Chinese are going, hey, major one, Papa.
Yeah.
The old SARS, like what, 40 million rands?
Too much.
They've got a tax bill of 40 million rands that the old SARS, Bushiri and his wife. Crazy the amount of money they made.
Have we spoken about the countries that banned the Bible? Have we spoken about that?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
There are countries that have banned the Bible?
Yes, like 52, bro.
Well, probably a lot of them are Muslim countries.
No, man. Like Australia's there.
Australia banned the Bible.
Mm. Let me find for you exactly who banned the Bible. Yeah.
Damn.
I was disturbed about that story, actually. The banning of the Bible.
Why, Coach Lady?
Huh?
Why?
No, because I feel like, you know, with other religions, they are well protected. And why do we have to play like this with Christianity? I feel like there's no respect towards Christianity. It can be, you know, like now. This
oh,
is banned.
Yeah, yeah, like I get what you mean. Like the depiction of Uche, so you find it anyway in caricatures and whatnot.
Exactly.
Remember what happened with that French publication where that had a depiction of is it Allah, ne? Not Allah, man. The prophet.
Yeah.
And then there was a shooting and whatnot. But you're right.
Just recently, I think a couple of weeks ago, there was a Jesus parading in the streets of, was it Kenya? I don't know if you saw that. Like, yeah, there was a Jesus that was, like, basically Jesus is doing a world tour and was going to be coming to South Africa.
Yeah, even in movies and Dogma, I think, there's also like,
It's like, sometimes I'm like,
thumbs up.
Here are some of the countries: Afghanistan, Iran, Kazakhstan, Maldives, Mauritania, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Yemen, Algeria, Bhutan, Brunei, China, Cuba, Kuwait, Libya, Malaysia, Morocco, Sudan, Tunisia, Bangladesh, Colombia, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Iraq, Kenya, Lebanon, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Syria, Tanzania, UAE, Vietnam, Turkey, and there's a whole lot other list.
A lot of them are Muslim countries. Like Nigeria, I think it's the northern part of Nigeria.
Yeah, there's a lot of those you mentioned are Muslim countries. Yeah. But we,
But you're right, though. Mm-hmm. Christianity gets disrespected a lot more than Islam. And Islam, you don't want to fuck with those guys.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
You know, because someone somewhere out there will feel strongly enough about what you said and they'll take action by themselves. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It won't even be a group thing, or they'll just be like, you can't disrespect the
so
religion.
So this day,
like,
you've got shops that close on Friday for their prayer sessions, right? Mm-hmm. And it's respected. Mm-hmm. You know, and they say, get out of the shop, it's time for us to pray. You get out, you know? So that's
day by Taj Mahal day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You know, people respect that, you know? So let's do this.
It is Taj Mahal, ne? They're in town.
What Taj Mahal, no?
Oriental Plaza, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Oriental Plaza?
What happened?
The Al Jazeera. Remember that investigation, gold mafia?
Oh, I haven't seen part two, man. Ish, I haven't had time. There's part three now. Ish, I need to catch up. What are they saying about Oriental Plaza?
So the
just tease me a little bit.
Okay. Apparently, there's a shop downstairs. They sell blankets, brooms, normal. Upstairs, it's a bank.
Whoa!
You go inside with, like, a money. There's tellers. Count your money. Hey, guys.
Wow! I need to catch up.
So it's part of the whole process of the laundering of money.
So the show gets better and better?
Yeah, it gets better and better. Damn. All the banks were mentioned, you know, 4 banks in South Africa were mentioned.
There's a guy, man, who disappointed me. He was working at Stanlib, and he was going on the mainframe and deleting all the transactions that were made, cleaning money transactions.
Not
eventually,
Sasfin.
Eh?
Is this Sasfin?
Yes. Stanlib or Sasfin?
Sasfin.
Okay. Sasfin,
yeah.
Yes. Going on the mainframe, he was the IT guy
IT
there.
IT guy. Lama, even his name.
Who?
Lulama.
Oh, yeah. He's on Instagram dropping music and stuff. He's an Instagram account. Yeah, he's a musician now. But, like, he was getting paid, like, 40K a month. And I'm like, dude, you help clean 3 billion rand.
No.
And then he just paid 40K a month.
And now, give him 10, because as a lot of these people, they're giving them 10,000. Yeah, 10,000 rand per month. They want a 10,000 rand payroll.
And I'm on your understanding, because sometimes you just do this one thing and you're not part of this big machinery.
Yeah.
You don't know. You just focus on your little end. But with him, he knew, because the monies and payments, you can see.
You can see.
Here I'm helping serious people, serious money. Or maybe he was thinking, if I get too greedy,
They'll kill me.
They'll kill me or move to somebody else. I'll lose the gig completely. But I think, I'm like, yo, bro, I don't know what quote it is, but with this, if you're going to steal big. You know what I mean? Or if you're going to be involved
properly
with these things, man, go big.
Jeez. You're saying Fat Checker? Oh, never mind. No, you must say, I'll speak.
Effect, never mind.
Yeah, you can't say, never mind.
Bless up.
Effect.
You remind me of at the border, so we're leaving SA to go to Botswana. When we get at the border, there's some lady that was meant to check all our passports. She's like, Nistempila ngit. Okay, I'm bad.
For real? Nistempila?
We're like, yes.
Namuntu la ungene snacks. Oh, mingchi uwe. Oh, sol ngenan, I'm bad. Hey, umteto. Umteto.
That's the time to apply umteto, because you're like, hey, laba.
She was so nonchalant. She's like, okay, did you guys stamp? We're like, yes, okay, I'm bad.
You look like decent people.
And Nistempila, then. When Stempile.
Yeah, we did. Okay, we did. So, hey. I'm just saying, but imagine. Imagine.
If I didn't get a stamp, I'll just hope I'd get her, you know.
Just, we always just cross. They never check.
No, if it's like we're inconveniencing them.
A putini. They never check. Like, konumuntu putini, kunana ma pekini. It's always like, oh. Vibes. Genan, genan, genan. And next thing it. Genan,
oh, man. We live in a movie, man. Anyway, so, yes, don't dismiss effect. Come with it.
No, it's just that I had the list before you and you're taking time.
Oh, okay, cool.
So what list is this?
The countries. The
different countries.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool, man.
For the people who love Gomorrah, it's going to be coming to an end, guys, in October.
I was also sad when The Wife came to an end, man.
Oh, what you nice said?
Show. Yeah, I like that show, The Wife.
But sometimes it's great because if they push it, you can eventually fall out of love with it when they don't know what to do with the story.
Yes,
look at Game of Thrones, you know, with shit endings. It just becomes about the money more than the storyline and they just ruin it.
Nah, The Wife was dope, man. Dabazita. Makeba.
Makeba, oh yeah.
Makeba. let's sign out with the biggest song in the country right now.
Oh, yeah, boy, let's sign out. Let's sign out, boy. Which one? Tell me, which one, boy? Which one, boy?
So what is it called? What am I looking
Ditikiwe.
For? Ditikiwe.
Ditikiwe. Ditikiwe. Featuring Saul Panduga and Lesax.
Wow, bro, you already have 20,000 streams.
Yeah, and it's nice, like been 2 days, 3 days with the song out.
Yeah.
The reception is really amazing.
You can't go wrong with Boom Clap, dog.
Nah.
Ladies love Boom Clap.
Let's share it, dog. Let's share it with the chillers.
Do the radio thing they were introduced to.
Time.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Bloody, you do it.
I can't say Ditikiwe. All right, so here we go. This is Saul Panduga. So what did you do on this? What exactly did you do on this?
The guitar and some of the strings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope, man.
He did not just put his name on it. He worked.
It's hell.
Yes. Well done, Saul.
Oh, actually, that's a nice. Ditikiwe. Zimono. Zimaki. Diahamba. Na. Zimono.
Sing my sing Kutelu ndisheki sanga bantu Ditikiwe diahamba Kutelu ndijongi sanga bantu Ditikiwe diahamba.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.